Well, hey there. Welcome to another Radio Fishing, and we've got Captain. We got Captain Tom Fisher on the line here. Gonna catch us up to date with what's going on in the wide, wonderful, wet world of fishing out there. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Frank.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, we're hanging in there.
So, what's going on out there? I've been at the ear doctor up the Silverstein Institute getting needles stuck through my eardrums and stuff. So, and then we spent a week at the boat show, had a great time at the boat show. So, I'm not caught up. I need you to help get me up to date.
I missed getting up there and doing some seminars for you at the boat show this year. It's been that busy, though. We've had a really exceptionally warm winter so far. And, the fish are kind of eating everything right now. I mean, they want to go to your crustaceans, you know, your shrimp and your crabs and stuff like that. But the white bait
and I love it when you use big words like that.
It took me 50 years to learn.
So what's going on with the white bait?
So they're actually eating both. You know, you know, different groups of fish are eating different things. You know, you'll get on a bunch of snook and reds that will eat your pinfish and your white bait. And 100 yards down the bar, you can get on another school, and they won't eat anything but a crustacean. So, you know, it's funny. You have a little bit of everything at the time. But, you know, but the bottom line is the fish are really chewing right now. Now, we got a front coming in this weekend, of course, it'll slow down a little bit, but first of the week, it should pick back up after this cold front again. You know, we should have a couple, I think we have 7 or 8 days again of warmer weather. But right now, today and tomorrow are beautiful. It's I'm out on the water actually right now, and we're leaving from Brookstorm Marina, and it's just beautiful.
Okay. What does the water look like? Clear?
Money. Yep.
Clear?
Beautiful, clear skies. It's the sun's banging. Slick calm. And a little bit of a breeze, but not enough to rip the water or anything. It's just really beautiful out here right now.
All right. So what kind of fish has been chewing, and then I'm going to let you go.
Okay. We have actually everything's eating right now. We're catching a mass of stuff. We're catching the pompano and permit. We're catching both of those, and we're using the pompano jigs, the little feather jigs, tipped with shrimp.
Gotcha.
And we're using, we're also catching trout. The trout are chewing like crazy right now, and you can get in schools of small trout, and you can get in schools of large trout. We catch, we've been catching, I don't know, at least 10 that are 25 inches or better a day.
Wow.
Right now. With a mixed bag of another 15 or 20 that are legal and small on the trout. Now, trout, we're using the shrimp and the popping corks, and they're also, the bigger ones are eating the white bait, the greenbacks.
Huh.
And also eating the smaller, the really not... you know, size of a quarter or bit, right around the size of a quarter to a silver dollar, pinfish.
Yeah. People have been telling me how great pinfish was, that they've been really just doing great on the pinfish. So that was last week.
Yep, pinfish are a great bait this time of year. You can use them in a lot of different ways, too. They're a do-all. You can catch a trout on them. And then also, I'm taking the pinfish and I'm throwing them into high current cuts in the back bays,
right?
And tail hooking them and putting a net on them, so you have them on the bottom. And we're catching the bigger snook. That's where you're seeing the pictures on Facebook and Instagram and stuff that we're putting up the 40-inchers and the top of the 30-inch snook. They're on the bigger pinfish on the bottom in those high current creeks right now. We're catching a lot of snook with white bait and pinfish on the flats. And the redfish they're scattered. They haven't really grouped up. But this time of year, they're about what they should be for a warm winter. But they're scattered out in the sand holes. The rat reds really haven't dropped into the ditches yet. It's just too warm for them. But they're all eating shrimp, and they're eating pinfish. Now, what you can do is you also take your pinfish and you'll cut his tail off. Or you can cut him in half and use him as cut bait. Or you can cut his tail off and gut hook him and throw him out to the sand hole. He swims and wiggles like crazy, but he doesn't go anywhere.
There you go.
And that's redfish.
All right. You idling out through the channel?
Well, get ready to put people on the boat right now and untie.
Okay. Well, I'll let you go get your people on the boat. I thank you very much for the report. This is Captain Tom Fisher. And tell me your phone number there, Captain Tom.
My phone number is area code 941-628-4687.
All right. And do you have any days open if people call you?
I do. I can put some stuff together. We're doing a lot of half days now. And we can always make it work for you, not a problem.
All right, Tom. Well, this is Captain Tom Fisher on the line with me, and I really appreciate that fishing report. I know you're busy, so I'm going to let you go. You have a good one there, Tom, and thanks much.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you soon. Tight line.
Well, that was Captain Tom Fisher on the line there. This is Fish and Frank saying thank you for clicking in. I guess it's not tuning in. I guess it's clicking in. Boy, Tom was really on his game today. He's all excited. He's going to go out and catch fish. And that is Fish. Captain Tom Fisher, we call him Fish. But anyway, boys and girls, thanks for listening. We do have the new store in North Fort Myers. It's in the Inman Marine Boat Dealership, as well as you can come up and visit us here at the Fish and Franks Experience Store. So, anyway, thank you all, and good luck out there.